Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Tof Kuf Vav. And we begin by the very last words on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph with the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, we were discussing kneading yesterday, and we said that if you knead it on Yontif, you're allowed to take off challah and even give it to the Kohen. And this is true, even if you were mafrish the challah yesterday, you can still bring it to the Kohen. So the Mechaber continues and he picks up the last words of Kuf Chof Omud Aleph. Aval Isa, but a dough, Sheni Losha, the Erev Yontif. If you just kneaded it on Erev Yontif without taking off the Hafreshus Kachal, then also the Hafresh Bimenu Chalab Yontif, then you're not allowed to go take off the Chalab Yontif. So again, yesterday we learned that if you did do the Hafreshus Chalab, you can even give it to the Kohen, but if you didn't do the Hafreshus Chalab, but you did knead it on Erev Yontif, it's forbidden to go and be mafresh the challah on Yontif. Now, let's understand this by looking at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutes, where he tells us, Sheni lo shebe Erev Yontif, it was kneaded on Erev Yontif. Umayre, we're talking, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Shegomar kol halisha me Erev Yontif. You finished the entire kneading process on Erev Yontif. The kvar nischayev b'afreshus challah. At the conclusion of the kneading process, that's when the chiyev of taking off challah, of afreshus challah, takes effect. However, but if you didn't finish kneading it, there was still kneading that needed to be done on Yontif. So you started the kneading on Erev Yontif, but the start of the kneading doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv of Hafreshus Challah. It's only at the conclusion of the kneading that the chiyuv of Hafreshus Challah comes into place. So therefore, im kein, me Erev Yontif lo nischayev adayim b'challah. Therefore, if there still is kneading that is required to be done on Yontif, so that means on Erev Yontif, there was no chiyuv of Hafreshus Challah. Ukihizchil lolosh b'yontif domi. And this is no different than somebody freshly starting new kneading on Yontif. If the kneading wasn't done on Erev Yontif and you needed to still knead it on Yontif, so then in this situation, you are allowed to do the Hafreshus Challah, because one can say that the chiyuv of Hafreshus Challah only takes effect on Yontif. The issue foot number 17 brings down the chayin le'inyan isos pachos mishir challah. Likewise, if you dealt with kneading something that was less than the shear of challah, as we pointed out, between 2.5 and 5 pounds, there's a mitzvah to take off challah, even though we don't do it with a bracha, and more than 5 pounds, we do it with a bracha. So in this situation, if you only were mitzarif it with other doughs, so let's say you kneaded dough number one, which didn't have the shear of Hafreshus Challah, let's say it was 2.4 ounces of dough, and now you put it into a kli with more dough on Yontif, so now there's the chiyuv of Hafreshus Challah only occurring on Yontif. So in this situation, mutar lahafresh mehen challah b'yontif. According to many achronim, you'd be allowed to go and do Hafreshus Challah in this situation, because lo chol aleihem din hafrosha mibod yom, because the dough that was smaller than the shear never had an obligation to go take off challah from it, and only when you combine it in a kli on Yontif with other dough, now the chiyuv takes effect. And again, the underlying principle is, if the chiyuv took effect on Erev Yontif, you can't do Hafreshus Challah on Yontif. But if the chiyuv only begins to take effect on Yontif, then you can do Hafreshus Challah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof tells us further, and he says, the ein magbiin trumos umaisos b'shabbos yontif. The underlying principle of why you can't do this on Yontif, if the chiyuv took effect on Erev Yontif, because you're not allowed to take off trumas and maaser. So challah is like a truma or maaser, and you're not allowed to do this on Yontif if the chiyuv took effect the day before. You should have done it before Yontif. And as we've already explained, v'chanal, in Sivkot and Yudzayin, in yesterday's shir. Likewise, v'chein b'hoya ofui miyesmo. Likewise, if you baked something yesterday, da'asu l'hafresh hayom. So you're supposed to take off the Hafreshus Challah before you bake it. But if you didn't, you can take it off after you baked it. So if you baked it yesterday and you didn't do Hafreshus Challah, so then you can't go and do Hafreshus Challah on the baked goods on Yontif. And he says this is true. Afilu b'challas chutz l'oritz hadin kein. Now there are Torah obligations nowadays to take off challah, and then there are the rabbanans, and then there are even less than that, so to say, when you're dealing with challahs chutz la'aretz, the whole machlokas, if there's a chiyuv to take off the challah in that situation. So he's telling us that we're even machmir over here when it's just, quote, a din of challahs chutz la'aretz. And you can see this brought down in the Sharet Zion, Oschav Zion, that this is like the Gemara, like the Psak of Avua de Shmuel. And he says, Afilu b'chutz l'aretz pligi. And there is an argument about this in chutz l'aretz, on chalas chutz l'aretz. And he says, the Rashba and others, the Prichadosh, all paskin like this. Mishmur continues and he says, "Va'afilu lo hifrish machmas shichcha." We make the same rule over here, even if it was not that you on purpose didn't take off the challah, but for whatever the reason, you forgot to take off the challah on Erev Yontif. It was ready to take it off, and you forgot to take it off. Nami also lafrisha. We still do not allow you to go and be mafrishit on Yontif. What happens if somebody did mafrish the challah? Vim over the hifrish. If somebody went and was mafrish the challah. So im b'mezid, if he did it intentionally, he knew he wasn't allowed to do this, and he was mafrish the challah on Yontif anyway. Also lo uli acherim ad motzi Shabbos. So we can't see you over here, and don't let you eat it, not yourself or anybody else even, on Shabbos or Yontif, until after Shabbos or Yontif is over. Ad motzi Shabbos or Yontif. The issue foot number 18 brings down, even in regard to somebody who intentionally did malach on Shabbos, so we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yud Ches, only that person, he himself is not allowed to get any hanos from it on Matzi Shabbos. And the Sharet Zion in Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Lamed Tes told us that is true for malacha, but one can be makel in regards to trumus from Maisos, because the whole Isser of taking off trumus from Maisos is only an Isser of the Rabbanon of Mesakim. He says, in this situation, you can rely upon the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And he does allow somebody who did a melacha on Shabbos intentionally to get benefit from that on Matzei Shabbos. So this is a whole separate machlokas. Later on in this Dirsha footnote, he brings down, okay, if the person has no other food, he has no other challah here for Yontif, in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, in this situation, the rabbis didn't set up their knas, and this is according to the opinion of the Rashbah, he says you would be allowed to go and benefit from this on Yontif. The Rambam was machmir b'mezid, he was only machmir and setting up this knas when he has no other dough. However, Rishon Mazama says, can you rely upon this lemaisa? He's not sure. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, that's b'mezid. Then you can't benefit from it, and others can't benefit from it on Shabbos or Yontif, and you have to wait till Shabbos or Yontif is over. But if b'shogeg, if you did this by accident, you didn't realize you weren't allowed to do this, so then mutter miyad. Then we do allow you to go and benefit from it on Yontif itself. Ukdel and Simon Shilam attest where this was discussed in Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot Nechav Hey, as we just alluded to in the Dershu footnotes from the Sharet Zion from that Simon. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah tells us Haggah. Ela ochel umishayir kitzas. What should you do in this situation? You're not allowed to be mafrish, but you want to eat from this. So he says you can leave some behind. Leave some of the dough behind. Don't eat all of it. Leave enough that you can go take off after Yontif is over the hafrashas challah from the dough that's left behind, and therefore ochel, eat what you want, umishayer kitzas, leave some behind, ulamocher, after Yontif is over, mafrish min hamishuyer challah. You can leave over, you take off from what's left over, you can be mafrish challah from that leftover dough. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph explains, Hainu ledidon b'chutz la'aretz. This is referring only in chutz la'aretz. The chiyuva einu min haTorah. It's only certainly a derabbanon to take off hafreshes challah in chutz la'aretz. However, ubechalas eretz Yisrael, but in eretz Yisrael, leka takona. You can't do this. Elim kein yolush od isa, unless you go and make another dough, and then you'll be combining those two doughs, and you can be mafresh from one onto the other, as we'll learn b'sof ha'sif. We probably will not get that till tomorrow's year, but it's the end of this sif. Sif katan chavbeis umeshayik itzas. Leave over some dough. Hainu yosim echdei shir shirotz lafrish. So let's say you have to be mafrish, 5 ounces. Let's say so. Don't leave over exactly 5 ounces. Leave over 6 ounces. Kedei shiafrish challah meoso ashir. This way you'll be mafrish the challah from the leftover dough. The ba'ina shia shiorel nikar. There has to be something recognizable that you're being mafrish from something else. And furthermore, if you leave over exactly the amount of the challah, so Dominic command the mafrish yontif, then it's like you really were mafrish already on yontif. So therefore, leave over more than you have to be mafrish, and then you'll be mafrish from that leftover the hafrashas challah. The issue foot number 20 has a very interesting discussion. Isha sheshochach al hafrish challah. If a woman forgot to take off challah, And this is even talking about Chalos Chutz La'aretz. But she lit the candles, the Nisgura Lacha Shehidlika Neiros, and she only remembers after she lit the candles for Shabbos Yontif. So what should she do in this situation? So the Shehidlis Shuvah Sholom Meshev brings down, so in the 18 minutes that the woman has after she lit the candles, she normally has 18 minutes till the shkia, so she's allowed to be mafresh to challah during that period of time. Why? Kivon shekabolas hashabbos. Then she accepted Shabbos by lighting the candles, as women normally do. Kivon shekibla hashabbos, shekibla ayidei hahadlaka, nasasa etzlo betos. This kabbalah Shabbos was a mistake. Because if she had known, Shari il hoisa zocheres, oh, I have to go do hafreshes challah. Shalom fri shechallah, lo yisum kabbalah Shabbos, that's your tafra. She would have said, okay, I'm not accepting hadlokas neiros to be kabbalah Shabbos. I'm lighting the candles now, and I'm going to do hafreshes challah, which is only a din derabbanon in chutz laretz for sure, and therefore, that is permissible for me to do this. I'm not really accepting Shabbos. Mishum kach, harihi kimi shalom kibla Shabbos. And it's like she didn't accept Shabbos adayin, and therefore, she could be mafresh challah. That's what the Shelus Shuvah Sholom Meshev says. And he adds, Shafil b'chalos chutz la'aretz, shemut lecho l'sachalos, u'lahashir chaticha, yedil ha'afish men emotzi Shabbos. And even though we just had another Eitzah, that you, in chutz la'aretz, can leave some of the dough behind, and be mafresh it after Shabbos Yontif is over, be mafresh from the leftover, from the shiar. So we said, that's a perfectly good Eitzah. Why would we rely upon this? Gam kein, nechshav adover ke kabbalah Shabbos b'tos. Even though she has an Eitzah, it's still considered that she accepted Shabbos b'tos as a mistake. Machmas, because she'aydei kach nimnas mimkiyo mitzvah, because now she's not able to do the mitzvah. Shari yesh chashash she'tishkach la'afrish b'ma she'yashe b'sof. Maybe she's going to forget to do this. Or, v'od, she'mitzvah afrosh eschala be'erev Shabbos, nechshav eitzel anoshim, mitzvah gedol. Or, because it's such a great mitzvah, so she wouldn't want to give this up. So therefore, even when there is an Eitzah to not even totally give up the mitzvah, but maybe she'll forget to do it, or she won't do it in the right way, in the optimal way, therefore, he paskins that you're allowed to go and be mafresh to challah even after you lit candles. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. So Shlomo Zalman, however, brings down, Shinin chalos chutz loritz, shev shalechu lefash achakach. He says, no, there is another Eitzah. Leave over a piece of the dough and be mafresh it after Shabbos Yontif. Then he says, "Ein lahati b'li shetishol akabalas haShabbos." In this situation, she has to ask Shayla, so to say. She has to say, "I did this action and I regret it," and she can be matir, so to say, her action. Afa yedei Shayla yesh lahati. He says, even Rosh Hashanah Zalman agrees that if she goes and asks, "I didn't accept this. I didn't. If I'd known that this was going to cause me a problem, I wouldn't have accepted Shabbos." So mutalach. So then her kabbalah could be retroactively uprooted. It may she regila tomid lahafresh challah bebrachah for Shabbos, because she always makes hafresh challah with the bracha for Shabbos, and here she just somehow forgot, and it's still before chashecha. So in this situation, Rosh Hashanah says, if she has she'ela, it's okay. Elushim kvar holechas la'acherim lishol. If she's already going to somebody else to ask them she'ela, let the other person be hafresh challah for her. Adu she'tavakeish mehem she'afrushu bi'asim avura. Let them go be mafresh challah, make the bracha. And this way, everything gets done anyway. Since that person who she's asking Shayla from didn't accept Shabbos, so therefore, let them both be mafresh challah. And this way, we have the best of both worlds. Finally, yes. What happens if they forgot to take out trumus u'maisus on the wine for kiddush? So Shayla's shuvas har tzvi, it brings down shemuto lo lahafrish liachar loka. That should also be allowed to do after they had loka, exactly like the Sholem Meshev said. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman in this situation would say, here he says, no, only by hafreshes challah is the woman allowed to do this, because she's normally the one that does hafreshes challah. She mitzvah miuchedes liisha. Women normally are the ones that do hafreshes challah. But taking off shumas and ma'itzos, that's not something that is normally mutelis ala isha. It's mutelis ala ish. That's something that normally the man does and not the woman. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman would say, in this situation, she wouldn't be able to go and say she accepted Shabbos b'tos, because this isn't really a tos. She normally doesn't do this, so therefore he wouldn't allow it. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah of Karn Chov Gimel, where he writes, "Ube'erev Pesach shecholios b'Shabbos, when you have Pesach on a Sunday, the first Seder is on Saturday night. So then, this is Erev Pesach shecholios b'Shabbos. This is a very unusual situation. Mitzvah Hashem is coming up next year. So you have Erev Pesach shecholios b'Shabbos, she'ofo lechem chometz al Shabbos. So she's having her bread over here that's chometz on Shabbos morning, when you're still allowed to have chometz. But now, you can't leave a piece of dough behind and be mafrish the challah on it, because that dough will become chometz. because it's been sitting around and it hasn't been baked. So it's more than 18 minutes after it was kneaded, and now it's going to become chametz. If you don't bake it now, it's going to be chametz in your possession after Shabbos. Shiav shalecho, you can't leave some behind, lecho ulashayir ulaniach alimocha, because it's going to be chametz. In this situation, if she wasn't mafrish the chal on erev Shabbos, here hiskimu kamachronim the sabchinam b'diavad ahani poskim the bchalas chutz loretz shari lahafrish afilu b'Shabbos yontiv. Then you can rely upon the opinion of those poskim. You can see this in the Sharet Zion Oslam and Gimel. Many he says are mekilim, included among some of the Reino Chanano, the Sefer Truma, the Ravon, the Razor, the Ravid, in his Hasagos, the Ra'or, the Riaz, the Me'iri, and he says also look in the Bir Halacha for further details about this. In any event, since there's no alternative over here, you can rely upon this Makel Poskim, who would allow you to go be Mafreshit on Shabbos and Yontif. The Yafresh, you take off the Hafreshes Chalav, Yidnel Lekoen, Koton, Pochus Mitesha, in Chutz Loretz. Chalas chutz loretz can technically be eaten by a person who's not tameh, so you give it to somebody who never had a discharge from his body. He's too young, so you give it to a kohen who's less than 9 years old, or afilu legadlus shetava, or you can even give it to a kohen who went to the mikveh and technically he could eat chalas chutz loretz. Aye, the after yesh achronim shesorim de lo takonu lefaz zel yachil. He said others say no, there's no way to eat this. Mikol makom, at least b'makom atrak, under these extenuating circumstances, shein lo pas acher b'Shabbos. If you have no other bread for Shabbos, yesh l'smoch l'hoka. You can't rely upon this makel opinion. The issue foot number 23 brings down. The Bir Halacha explains why. Shehu kidei shelo levatel onik Shabbos shechiyuva v'pas. This way, you're not going to be mevatel onik Shabbos, since it's a special mitzvah to have pas on Shabbos. Therefore, that would ruin your onik Shabbos by not having this. That's why you can rely upon the Meiko Poskim. The Ramah continues and he says, umutu lefos ha-pas ayidei shiyocha mimenu v'yafresh acha kachala. And you can even go and bake the dough and rely upon the fact that you'll be mafresh afterwards, the challah, after Shabbos or Yontif. He brings down the Beis Yosef. Mishburit in Sivkot and Chavdal explains, V'yafa gav da osik gam bishul chelik ha-challah sheyesh bo, and even though you're now baking part of this dough that's going to be meshuyah, you're going to leave it over, and you're not eating it on Yontif, so how are you allowed to bake it on Yontif if you're not eating it on Yontif? The chelik zeh, this piece of that is eventually going to be the shiur that you're going to be mafrish challah from, lo yochel b'yontif lekohen, it's not going to be eaten on Yontif by the kohen. Uchein zeh asrinin lekamen and sivvah, and we're going to learn later on in this simon that you're not allowed to do that. So here it's different. Shiny hochi. Why is it different over here? The e avsha lechalik hachala min isa, because there's no alternative over here to separate the piece of challah from the dough. To separate the dough and not bake that dough, because shari also lo hafrish, because then you'd be mafrish the challah, which you're not allowed to do. Likewise, we only take off a very small amount today, since most of the time the Kohanim don't eat it. And there's really no extra work involved in baking this little extra piece of dough. However, some of Machmir Omrim, they say, the Kivin the Losh Mies, well, since it was needed already yesterday, the Esmon Hoyo Efsho Lechal Kol Hafrish Chelek Achala, and you should have done the Hafrish Achala yesterday, Lo Sharina Le Biyantif Lefos Kolo Isa Mishum Chelek Achala Sheyeshbo. There are those that say you cannot bake the entire dough, Shenefish Lol Tzorch Yantif, because now the piece of challah is going to be baked for no reason, like we said, nobody's allowed to eat it on Yantif. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, V'yesh lochos lozeh l'chadchila, shelo lefos kolisa. He says, you should be concerned about the shita and not bake the entire dough. You should leave aside some of the dough. Rak sheyashir kitsas isa, shelo lefos aracha yontif. So don't bake some of the dough, leave some of it behind, and only bake it after yontif. And from that dough that you're baking after yontif, umimena yafrish chala gam ba'ad isa rishona. Do that hafrashas chala for the entire larger dough that you had made, even though you're only baking some of it now and some of it after Yontif. Miu, however, if you did go and bake the entire dough, you certainly can eat from the dough that's not the Afrashas Chala, and leave some behind, as we pointed out, leave some behind to be mafrish on the shiur, take off a piece of that and be mafrish the Chala if the Yontif is over. Now, we're in the middle of this sip, but this is a good break point, so we'll stop over here today's shiur.